Mantles is brought to you by
EXO Auto Works. EXO Auto Works is Colorado Springs' home of the $50 synthetic blend oil change. Call now, 719-375-3232, or visit exoautoworks.com to make your appointment.
Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman service in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $45 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance.
Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today, 719-963-2020, or go to facebook.com/Enharmonic Studios.
Live from EXO Auto Works, streaming all over the world.
We're coming for you, globalist!
It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
With Eric Madrid and Trevor Lane. It's Man Tools.
It's Man Tools.
Yes, it is.
It's Man Tools. The Maxi Pad episode. So bro, here's the thing. How long have you been with your old lady?
Like 8 years.
The answer is long enough to know her cycle.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes,
we know. Like, wait a minute.
But here's the thing with that one is, I don't know if you could read the thing. It said, "Why aren't you wearing underwear if you're using a pad?"
Well,
there's also that.
I mean, they are sticky.
Sure.
I have no dog in this fight, but I'm pretty sure most grown-ass women wear a tampon, not a pad.
I think it depends on their flow and where they're at. And,
it's know, always just, been, you know, it's just been my experience, you know, as an adult that it's, even, well, this is a weird story, but I had a...
Welcome to Cycle Talk.
Shut up. No, I had a roommate who's, and you know her and her, you know, her dad. He's like, she's turning 18. She's moving out of her mom's psycho mom is what we used to call her, psycho mom's house. She's not moving in with her boyfriend. She's going to live here. I'm like, nah, dude, I don't need another roommate. No, you're getting this much money a month. And I'm like, okay, she will live here for a few months before figuring this thing out with her boyfriend. I had to have the it doesn't go in the toilet conversation with an 18-year-old woman, you know? Because her mom never fucking showed her anything. Talk about, we need some. Not only have I, you know, created man tools, I've also helped with lady laws.
Lady laws, yeah.
It's fucking nuts. It was funny because Ryan was living with me at the time, and I was like, Ryan. It looks like Ryan stopped up the toilet. He must have put something about yay big, about that big around down the toilet. Do you want me to have a talk with him, or do you want to talk to him? She goes, I'll talk to him. I was like, yeah, you let him know. Yeah, I totally tried to make it like non-invasive.
In the meantime, this is called a snake.
In the meantime, you're gonna help me get this fucker unclogged, and she did, and we did, and we had a nice little moment. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that thing goes back in the wrapper and in this trash bag.
Yeah,
you want to tell him or should I? She's like, I'll tell him. I'm like, you get it, girl. Like I said, dude, I'm the best uncle ever. That sucked. So anyway. That was a weird way to start the show.
A little bit.
I'm just telling you, bud, you got daughters, right?
I do.
You might get to have that conversation. I think your mom clogged the toilet with this. No, it's different because your dad. You can just be like, look, This does not go there. This goes here. That's, yeah, that's kinda different. Yeah. Yeah, that's way different.
Yeah.
That's a whole different fence you don't got to climb.
Luckily, none of that has happened, that part.
Yeah.
Obviously, the oldest is beyond starting that.
Mm-hmm. We'll also remind them not to use paper towels. Don't throw paper towels down there.
Well, as my brother, the plumber, says, if it's not toilet paper, it doesn't go in the toilet. And I'm like, but the wipes say flushable. He's like,
they are
cool.
Not.
That's neat.
That's false advertising. Listerine cures colds. It said that on their package, too, up until 1960. Contravening the Trades Description Act. Yeah, cool.
It says flushable. I mean, nope.
Yeah, so is the G.I. Joe. It flushed. my favorite. Why are we on this topic? Well, the roads we go down. I had, it's that time of year, the moths and all that stuff.
Yep.
I had a lady, client through, she has Scentsy. All the moths got in it. Well, she grabbed it while it was still liquid and then poured it down her garbage disposal. And she did it about 4 or 5 times, she said. I was like, cool. So I got the coolest fucking sculpture out of her pee trap. It was just a solid candle of moth, like cinnamon apple Scentsy. I'm like, you want to burn this as a candle? It was so fucking gross. It was like, yeah, move the thing and it like pooped out. I was like, brr. She's like, I've been running hot water. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably why it formed up into a. That was funny as shit, man. That has been my week. Well, we've got an awesome guest. We've already talked about everything cool before the show. Let's see if we can talk about cooler shit now we're on the show.
Yes, we'll bring him in right now. Please welcome from. I forgot to turn off my phone.
$5.
Please welcome from.
Oh no!
Awesome. No, my volume control isn't just turning it down like it usually does.
Oh, you're fine.
There we go. Please welcome from the Claus of Commotion podcast, Mr. Claus.
What it do?
So Trevor, a long time ago, read this band name as Gravel, and he said it for like a year, and I didn't correct him until we watched their video that they were pouring them out of a dump truck. I was like, it's Gravel. He's like, oh, fuck me. So I fucked up your thing. I was like, he's Class A Commotion, like Class A.
Yeah.
Class A.
It's Claus, like Claus, but Claus, that's half my last name.
Yeah.
That's what everybody always called me, so I just wanted to, that'll work. My buddy came up with it.
Claus of Commotion, as in cause. Yeah, so Trevor just said that. I was like, oh, I get it now. It's not like... Yeah, that makes way more sense than what I was doing.
Yeah. I thought I should have dumbed it down a little bit when I made it, but I was like, that's just such a good name. I'll rip it. We'll go with it.
Well, yeah, I will run with it because it works just fine as long as I pronounce it right. Then it all makes sense. Trust me, though, I have intellectualized myself out of a lot of business because the studio is called Enharmonic Studios. The way it's spelled, Enharmonic, it's a musical term. It's sort of an esoteric one unless you get into advanced, you know, music theory or you've watched the Goonies. You don't know what it means. What it means is enharmonic is the phenomenon of which two notes that sound exactly the same are written two different ways, A sharp and B flat. It's the same note. It's just written two different ways. If you're going up the scale, it's an A sharp. If you're coming down the scale, it's a B flat. So in the Goonies, when she's standing there playing the bones, I don't know if it's A sharp or B flat. All of us musicians are like, you'll be fine, bitch. Like, it's the same note.
Do both.
It's the same note. I get E Harmony Studios, E Harmonic, N Harmonic. Like, oh, my God. So anybody who posts videos, I just fucking put the fail thing on there. I've just made fun of it for the last 20 years.
E-Harmony, dude. Yeah, it was.
I was like, we don't do matchmaking.
E-Harmony Studios, that's where you go after the match is made.
Yeah, that's right. That's
where you go and make a little home video.
Once you get your snare sounding good and your guitars are thick as fuck, like, yeah, then we get after the action. There's no magic in the lounge, damn it.
Zach.
He's watching.
Oh yeah, shout out to Zach.
Shout out to Zach and Zach's ass cheeks. I'm like, oh, are you guys busy?
Zach's ass cheeks.
Like, oh, I said no magic on the couch. Had to get a new couch.
Sorry, man.
Anyway, so enough about all that. Let's hear about all about you.
Yeah, what's the 2,000-foot overview?
Right.
Oh, the 2,000-foot overview
of you,
like,
and
my show, or
yeah, you and your podcast, and
oh, dude, the show is. We just make fun of everything on there. It seems, though, most of the time it ends up being fat people that we patronize the most.
Sweet. We're the next episode.
Stay acting up. Yeah, no, I mean like the really, the ones that when they go on airplanes, they can't walk down the aisle and stuff like that. There's been a lot of like super obese people absolutely throwing fits on airplanes the past like couple months. And we've been covering that.
Yeah,
a while back, we talked about one of those where I don't remember if you were here, maybe you weren't, but this influencer was like, I shouldn't be charged for two seats just because I take up two seats. And I was like, yeah you should.
Yeah, we went over, we talked about her. We ripped her a new one. We also had an episode where this lady was so fat that she flew like to Abu Dhabi or some shit. And then the airline to get back over there, they weren't playing that shit. They're like, no, you're not getting on our plane. We're not letting you on. You're too fat. And she was just stuck over there for a while because she was too fat to fly. Too fat for their
good weight loss program.
Yeah, exactly. they've probably only ever seen three people that big ever in those countries. Like, holy fuck. It's not like going to Houston.
It's kind of, yeah. It's traveling to Dallas. they got some big boys over there. They really do.
Yeah, we just make fun of everything. My co-host is from Jamaica, so I just rip into that any chance I get. We make fun of everything. It's not for the faint of heart. That's why when I saw your guys' show, I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Because I go on some shows and I'll immediately go to load in and they're like, all right, so what's your pronoun?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. All right. Yeah, no, I don't think this is the place for me.
It's like this. Did you see the beard?
You're going to have a bad night.
That's not a hint.
Sorry, ma'am.
Yeah.
God.
No, wait, I told them buns and bun self, and they took it to heart. I could not believe it at all. I was like, my God, they thought I was serious.
That's awesome. I've gotten to the point where I just don't engage. Like, oh, so what's your pronoun? So anyway, I'm going to mow your lawn and I'm going to fix your sprinklers. I recently had to block Catholic Karen on my cell phone. It's a little old lady that was just like, I'm praying for you. I'm like, that's fine. Cool. Well, I need you to come to church. I don't want you in my house. Well, then we have a problem. Like, A, I'm just busy. Like, I'd be happy to go and check it out, but it's not like we're dating. Like, this is a business transaction. It's not happening.
Do you have money in a bank?
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, they're not Catholic.
They're not Catholic. I was just like, this isn't gonna work out. It's you, it's not me. Like, we're not dating, lady. She's like 65, 70 years old. I'm like, no, it's fine. Yeah, you know,
age gap.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, tell her, it's just the age gap. You know, you're more experienced than I am, and you know, you've lived more life, and I just don't want to drag you down.
I mean, Jesus was a good carpenter, so I guess maybe he can fix it.
Was he a good carpenter, though, dude?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we don't know if he was good. He was a carpenter.
I mean, if he had to switch jobs and like go on tour to like, you know, do something else, I don't know how good of a carpenter he was.
Well, unless
that's what I mean.
Carpenter was paying the bills as he went on tour.
Oh, there it is. You know, he pulled an Eric. You know, he's got to go home. You know, fix toilets, do drywall, so he can go play a guitar on the big stages. I give it that one.
I just picture him. I picture him being kind of like the big fat guy on Sopranos that was gay when he had to go and become a carpenter for 25 minutes. And was like, fuck this, dude. I'd rather go get killed than be a carpenter.
I do that every Monday morning when I got to go to work. I'm like, fuck this. I'd rather just get whacked. All right, I'll go to work.
I'd rather be hung, crucified, and drugged through the town publicly than have to hang any more fucking drywall.
Yep. Oh, I feel that one.
Do you have that drywall hanger thing? I don't even know what it's called.
No, I'm not. I'm not a pussy. No.
I saw the only time I saw it was this guy. He was an old carpenter, but he's just an old alcoholic, so he's still out there doing it.
I give it to him.
And he had that thing. I had that.
You're talking about the ceiling winch, or you're talking about the little hanger thing you're supposed to tack to the wall, and then you put it up like a sissy. And
it was like a little cart thing that you, the drywall went to, and it kind of like held it up for you to the wall, and then you just drilled it on.
We have, for taller ceilings, like anything over 8 feet, like a garage sits at like 11 and a half to 12. We have a lift. We have it's a crank lift for the ceiling sheets, because we do 12 footers, and that shit is fire rated, so it's a little heavy for garages. So we use a lift for that.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I just fucking stand on what do we have? We have that bench. I don't even know. It's a ladder, but it's also a bench. Just fucking stand up, push it up, put three in, and go. Like, don't be a sissy.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. The ladder bench.
Yeah, yeah. So you can walk across it. It's not quite scaffolding. Although I did have to buy some scaffolding.
Oh, it's like one of those transformer ladders.
Yeah, it's a transformer, and it's got a bench to it though. So use it.
The transformer ladders are sick.
I love them.
I mostly do electrical stuff, so I have to use a fiberglass one. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, there was this one guy I worked with. I just called him Meth Head Ed behind his back, because I thought he had like Parkinson's or something for a while.
Right.
But it turns out he was just a meth head that was shaking at all times. And dude, he's probably the greatest coworker I ever had, though. No one has ever, man, he could do a meter loop in 2 hours.
And dude, I used to say, look, if you want to get your house clean, you're a single guy, date a meth head.
Yeah. I mean, that carpet, like,
I know I left some down here.
They'll go.
This guy, he had so many baby mamas, and his phone was just ringing at all times. And they would roll up, and shit, they probably had 7 teeth between the three of them, but they all had fat asses, dude. And I was like, oh, I see. I see what type of thing Ed's going into. He just gets messed up.
There's a pattern here.
I ain't calling that this one. Yeah. He would just randomly go missing for like weeks at a time. But he was so good that my boss just always brought him back whenever he came out. And one time he was gone for almost a month. And he came out and he's like, man, there was this guy in my street. He was selling that stuff, man. He was selling that stuff. And I didn't want him to sell it to the kids. So I went out and bought it myself. Well, the police were not having any of that.
No.
They didn't believe me.
You know, yeah, it's a real American hero.
That only works
backbone of the country.
That only works for Pete Townsend.
Yeah, that's right. No, I was just doing research, officer. Just doing research.
Trying to get that off the street.
Just getting that off the internet.
Keep it out of the. I didn't want the kids to buy it, so I bought it all.
I have a weird thing about drugs, especially like hardcore drugs. And I know Florida's super just fucking strict. You guys have a weird flow of drugs, so the police and everybody down there is just super aggressive. It's like,
yeah,
you know what I pulled you over? You're probably gonna ask me for drugs. Like, I'm just saying, it's a rental car. I don't look like I'm pasty white. I don't look like I'm from around here. You're like, yeah, well, do you have any drugs? No. Do you know where I can get some? I don't do them. Never did. maybe, you know, a couple time bump here and there in my entire life. However, if you want to do that, you want to do that in your home, you know, do your thing. I don't see why you shouldn't be able to.
Oh, wanna, yeah. I'm all about do whatever the fuck you want. I'm all.
And don't bring it to other people. You know, don't force it on anybody, and don't bring when and if, you know, it flushes your life down the toilet, which is anything, if you're gambling or pharmaceutical drugs, or, you know, things that are prescribed, illicit drugs, illegal drugs. I don't know, picking your nose in public. Just don't do it. You know what I mean? Just keep that shit on lock and do it yourself and be happy.
See, I think we need to slow roll the legalization of everything. We need to just pick one of our shittier states, West Virginia, Alabama, perimeter it off. So, you know, one way in, one way out, and just say, if you want to go in, you're good, but you're not coming back out.
Yeah, because we know why you're going in.
Until we see what happens for the next 5 years and see how this goes.
I mean, what do we really, what does like South Alabama really contribute to the rest of the country?
Yeah, literally.
I mean, GDP wise, oil, food, what? Yeah, right?
Shrimp and tobacco?
Maybe.
Isn't that where the shrimp bow guy in Forrest Gump was from?
No, Greenbow, Alabama. Shit, you're right. All right, so
I gotta find Bubba.
He's got a point. He's got a point because, well, no, we should just do it with Seattle. Fuck Seattle.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
They just definitely don't contribute.
Just wrap it up. They got all the really good cocaine coming in, you know, from California and heading north. They have all the really good heroin coming in from Asia. Like, just rope that off. Let's see what happens. No, you guys can do whatever you want. And let's see what the per capita realization factor is. Like, do we lose like 15% to stupidity and everybody else goes, that was fun. Now I'm going to, you know, go back to work. Like, what is the real percentage of,
and what's, just, yeah, what's flush the real,
just flush it all down the drain. Like, what's the real loss? You know?
Yeah,
probably get music doing that too.
I know we're gonna get some good music out of it. I'll set up a studio out there. Like, all right, guys, like, you can't pawn anything here. There's no pawn shops. You can't steal it. Don't steal anything from me, or else we're not gonna make really good music. Just put piles of cocaine everywhere. Get some electric guitars. Get the next Jimi Hendrix coming out.
It'll be like a grunge renaissance.
Yeah, grunge renaissance. That'd be amazing. That would be amazing. Get some flannel, some Doc Martens, a pile of Coke, some heroin. We're good. Have another great run of great music.
Find the next Soundgarden.
I'm in. I am in. Let's do this. Fucking stupid asses.
Do you want another?
Yep.
All right.
So, yeah, that's... What were we even talking about? Who knows?
Legalizing drugs.
Fat people legalizing drugs. The, you know, inalienable rights about.
Are you guys familiar with? I learned a new term yesterday. SSBBW.
Supersized.
You got it. Beautiful woman. You got it.
No, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, that's.
I've seen the BBWs. I haven't seen
SSBBW. Them. Yeah,
SSBBWs.
Is that like, well, I can't get on the couch?
That is. So remember when I was dating Katie many moons ago? Her favorite fucking show is that 600. My 600 pound life. Mm-hmm. Tuesday night was my 600 pound life, and the Bachelor, Bachelorette, whatever those were. So I'd be like, yeah, you do you, babe. I got man shit to do. Like, I got to work on Tuesdays. So you watch the TV. I'm out.
I just out. Like the I like the doctor on the 600 pound life. Yeah. So you're lying to me.
So you're lying to me. You had 17 4-liter sodas.
No, I've been following the diet. No, you would have lost weight and you've gained.
No. The one dude stuck in his living room, like the front door's there, he's in a trailer, and he's as big as the front room, and he's got the thing that, like, hoists himself up, and he's just like, here's what never happens on those shows. You never catch him watching porn. Like, they edit that out because how would they do anything about it? Like, I can't get to it. Fucking Johnson.
Yeah.
God damn, dude. I never even thought about them jerking off.
Yeah. How's that happening? Like,
That would be another thing. That would be another thing.
They really would have to backhand it. I think they would have to backhand it.
No, all the way out. We were at scout camp with a hefty gentleman. We were just like, how in the fuck does he even get a... How do you... Because I remember he had the sweatpants things. He had this elastic belt thing so he could just get them up to a spot and then he would scooch them down and sit down and he'd have his pants on. And I'm like, how do you wipe your ass? How do you jerk off? Like, I'm 15 years old going... How in the fuck do you even get that?
Logistics.
You're logistics. Like, yeah. Always thinking, how does the logistics of this work? How do you drive a car? Like,
yeah. Oh, dude, there was this big fat fuck. When I was in high school, I worked at McDonald's. There was this big fat fuck that would come in every single day. And he actually ended up dying of lung cancer, oddly enough. It wasn't the daily quarter pounders that did him in. But he had a maneuver. He was so fat that he had to wear suspenders, loose pants suspenders. And he had a maneuver. I caught him doing it. It's the most athletic thing he would do. I was out taking the trash out. And I see him. He's by his truck. He's got the door open. He kind of looks around. And all in one move, he would step over and drop the suspenders because they must bunch up when he's driving or something. And they would just go down and you just see his dirty shit. Whitey tighties, they always were like brown and yellow nastiness, and you just scoot right in there quick. So that's how they do it, dude. They freaking drop their pants when they drive.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, like, this guy had like a Daihatsu or some little fucking Datsun truck, and I'm like,
holy
clown car. Like,
well, we used to have these neighbors who had friends of theirs that would come by every once in a while, and they had a van. And the guy probably weighed 400 pounds, and he drove. So he had steering wheel, like, it looked like a clown car.
Yeah,
and
it's clown car.
It's a van, a full-size van.
Yep.
And I just remember thinking, like, if he had to, if like a dog ran out in front of him, he'd probably just hit it, because I don't think he could.
Swerve.
His belly is just going to hit, hitting
move.
The,
yeah.
Like, all he can do is, like, if it's not a very deliberate, I'm ready to turn, I'm going to turn. I don't think he can do it.
The bedridden thing. Well, and I'm just going to say this right now for anybody who's going to give me shit. I'm fat as fuck right now. I'm at the worst stage of my life. And I have no excuse other than I am no excuse.
Just enjoying yourself for a little
bit. No, I'm not. That's the problem. When I'm happy, fuck, man. Thin, thinner. I'm 6'2", usually 215. And like not and having a semi dad bod, So here I am at 248 as of today. I'm like not happy. So just I know probably why,
you probably don't have enough spare time for jujitsu, do you?
I fucking wish. There's a boxing gym around the corner.
Oh yeah, like,
that please let me go. Please let me have 15 minutes of day to go do that.
Yeah,
both of those.
Anytime you have to like push another human off you that's trying to impose themselves on you, it is so exhausting.
And it's gratifying.
Oh yeah, dude, you do feel
there's
accomplished.
Nothing better than a fight. Like there's nothing better, and not like a fight, like an argument, but a test of metal, a test of will.
Mutual
there's nothing
combatant.
Better than it.
Mutual combatant is so much fun. It is like chess to the max. Dude,
it is
so exerting.
It is.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm a big
fan. That's why, as Joe Rogan calls it, high level problem solving.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
That's exactly.
And I never did just straight boxing. So I mean, there's legit one right down the road. As soon as I get some loot, I've got other issues happening, work and stuff and things. And wives and kids and lives and dogs. So that's what I used to call it. No, like the whole house is fucking gutted right now. It's in the remodel stage. The truck blew up. It's in the shop. The clients are getting hosed because I don't have a way to get there. Like $2,000 in the hole from renting U-Hauls this month just to go do like the pickup work. Like, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Because the guy goes, I'm like, he's like, how many miles? And then now he just knows me by name. I'm like, what's up, Phil? What's up, Madrid? Throws me the keys. He runs my card. I just hand it back to him with 300 miles on it at 70 cents a mile.
Damn.
Yep.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's hard when you have a little empire and then, like, one of the pieces falls down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna blame this, my lack of will and my childhood creeping in of food is comfort. And one of my best buds died, a month ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we found him in the house.
Ooh,
and, shit. So we're just like, we're all reeling from that. I still haven't processed it. So I'm just like, oh, I'm going to fucking Old Chicago. I'm getting Old Chicago. We're at dinner time. We're just going to, and I've just packed it on in the last month and a half. So, yeah, has been cathartic. Welcome to that was nice. I appreciate it, man. That was nice.
It is a little bit of a. There's been a few like that lately that have popped up on me where I'm like, oh, didn't know we were going down this road. Like the other week, and this one, all right, we'll get into this. So my sister, she went to Disney World. She lives out of state. So I went, oh, I'll drive over. That's 2 hours and see you. Her boyfriend has a bunch of friends that live over there. And they go, okay, meet us at my boyfriend's friend's house. I go, okay. I get there. And I sit down next to this guy who I've never met, never spoken to. And he's sitting there. His whole house is just Disneyed out. He's
A
self-hating Disney adult. And he's got an orchestra on, and I sit down and I go, oh, little orchestral. He goes, oh, yeah, we're going to see the Hunchback of Notre Dame Orchestra today. You go, oh, that's cool.
Cool.
And now I'm like, oh, man, what the fuck? And he, out of nowhere, just says the next thing out of his mouth. Yeah, my sister had to put her dog down today. So I just started, I lost it, dude. I started laughing. I was like, I'm sorry. That's just out of nowhere. And I'm thinking it's like part of they're going to go see the show because of this. But it was just him and his fiance going to see the show. And
yeah, he's I'm guessing a little spectrum-y.
I don't know. I don't know, maybe. But I feel like people nowadays, they will. I mean, at least we were on a thread. And being a show that we talk about, you know, men's issues, this is definitely a fucking issue for me right now. Like, guys,
sure,
you're going to hit this point. You're going to be like, I'm fat as fuck, and I got to do something about it right now. So DoorDash is off the phone. If you want some fast food, you got to walk and go get it. Like, you need to do, you know, that's part of what our show does well in its inception and, you know, sometimes to this day. But the randomness of sitting down, like you said, with just relative strangers.
Yeah.
Oh, my dog. My sister's dog died. Okay. Wow. I'm Tim. Oh, dude. How you doing?
Then after I got done laughing, I was like, I'm sorry. That was out of nowhere because I felt bad that I'm laughing at this guy's sister's dead dog. I go ahead, finish the story. He goes, oh, no, that's it.
That's it. Is he a mouser? Does he actually work there?
I think his fiance does, but I started laughing again after he said that, and his fiance like stormed out of there, and he got up soon after, and I was like, "Oh fuck, dude, this is," because I feel slightly like autistic myself half the time, and now I'm like, "Dude, this is just tarred on tarred, fucking trying to communicate, and it's just running straight into a wall."
Yeah, it happens. It just happened.
Dude, I got a good for your mental health, dude. I've got a good book for you. It's only about an hour and a half long, and really only the first 45 minutes of it are needed. It's called The Book of Five Rings. You ever heard of that one? It's written by the samurai. What's his name? I pulled it up here to recommend it. Miyamoto Musashi. It's the first like 45 minutes is just about this guy like describing how to dedicate yourself to your craft. He was a samurai. He had like 200 fights. And then after he finished up, because, you know, it was to the, half of those were to the death back then in like the 1600s or whenever the fuck he was alive, 1400s. So he just went and like lived in the woods and was like, I'm going to fucking write a book. And the first half is pretty good. The second half you can skip because he just goes into super in-depth description of like samurai fighting styles and like counters to random attacks. Something you'll never use in modern day ever. Right. Have to be very fired. Pull yourself just for a quick, like 45 minute, build yourself back up. It's a good start.
Nice. I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that second half, you know, I'm going to read it. Cause if I don't, I know what's going to happen. Cause my fucking luck, some dude's going to whip out a katana on me in the middle of downtown New York, like next time I'm there. And I'm going to be like, God, I wish I would have finished that book.
Yeah, I would know the count. I would know what the counter pull for this would be, you know, something like that.
I need to know.
Dude, if somebody pulled a sword, that guy is getting shot immediately.
I mean,
no questions asked.
It's been, well, unless you're in a safe space, motherfuckers. How safe is that?
Safe space.
You're in a safe space. Then the only thing you can do is bum rush him. It's the only thing you can do.
Or run.
Yeah, no. I don't know. My fight or flight response doesn't work that way.
If they pull a sword?
Fucking they go, you rush them. Just fucking rush them. Get them on the ground. Start wailing. The worst it's going to get is you're going to get a like a side slice. You're not going to get poked. There's not enough drawback to get you. So get in close. Okay. No, knife, on the other hand, that's a different story. But a sword.
Sword. Well, he cuts my arm right off.
It's the same as a bat.
Except sharp.
Except fucking sharp. So you're going to get cut. With a bat, it's a bum rush. With a pipe, it's a bum rush. Everything, you know, get them, get center mass, get them to the ground, and just start going at it. Get them off their feet.
Man, I feel like I'm going to go for a double leg and he's going to cut my head straight off.
You went down, you went out trying.
I have that is true.
With more honor.
I have the same tactic no matter what. I drop my pants.
Look at these nuts.
And I start trying to get hard and they're like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "Yeah. Ooh, I'm so turned on right now."
That will defuse the situation, Trevor.
Oh yeah, I bet you want my ass, don't you?
Dad? I bet you want some of this. Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't cut my right hand. Let me finish.
You're like, just keep looking at it. Just keep looking at it. What the fuck? Yeah, that'll defuse every situation. Yeah. God damn it, Trevor. Trevor Kundo.
Speaking of other gay shit, you guys having a good Pride month so far?
Oh yeah. Pride month is great.
Full day.
Yeah.
They will get basically bang the drum and being like, "Look at me, but don't push your lifestyle on me while I push it on you and all your children. But don't you dare push yours on me."
I legit thought about this today. I had a moment. I was between clients at the studio. He had left, and I was doing some other stuff. I see all the Pride Month stuff drop. And I remember many years ago, because we all have an uncle, you know, we all have an Aunt Frank, you know, somewhere in the family.
Oh, like, yeah.
All of us. And we're like, yes, rad, whatever, cool, you know, cousin. It's just, and I think about it like, those folks had struggles. Like, it was a struggle for them to come out to us and, you know, it was like, it's cool, bro. I fucking love you no matter what. You're a cool dude. And it wasn't, it's not like today where what's happening now is that there's been this minority of that subculture. Let's just call it what it is, right? A minority of that subculture is going, "Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, special treatment, look at me." And the backlash is now it's just a fucking joke for all the people who suffered and actually had to like come out of the closet and actually had to like, you know, the lady that owned the copy machine down the street from us when I was in high school, I worked at the music shop. I call her lady. She asked me to call her lady. Manliest hands I've ever seen in my life. Like duder than dude, had to shave twice a day, but wanted to live her life that way and made friends with all of us, and you get to live your life how you want to live. Fuck it. It's America.
Yeah, fuck it.
Those folks struggled, persevered, and now what's happening is it's all a fucking joke, and that's too bad.
Yeah, dude, they ruined it for the people that just want to go to work, go home, and suck some dick at the end of the day. That's they it. Ruined it.
Ruined it. fucking ruined it.
They ruined absolutely. They crashed the Anheuser-Busch stock, and they ruined it for all the honorable ones.
And yeah, well, all of us who are just like, who, Or what are we doing?
Sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna defer to Norm on.
We're gonna defer to Norm McDonald
on some gay pride.
Oh, hell yeah. Classic. <man. laughs> Ain't wrong with some Norm.
So this is what Norm had to say about gay pride to Dennis Miller back in the 90s.
Back in the 90s.
Have you ever done anything in your long and storied career that you consider specifically to be in bad taste as you look back on it? Maybe at the time you thought it was a good play, but you look back on it and you think that was in bad taste.
Well, sometimes, like in stand-up, I'll do jokes that are, like one time I was doing this thing in San Francisco and they were all gay people in the audience, they told me. So I figured I'd do
it. In San Francisco?
Yeah.
No.
So I figured I'd do stuff about gay people so that they could relate to
it. Yeah, it's warm up. Right. They love that.
And so I was talking about, because I went to this gay pride parade, and I saw in it there were these old men and old ladies like with these signs that said, "We are proud of our gay son," you know? And so I was saying, that's an odd thing to be proud of, you know, because it's not an achievement, you know? It's not like something you work all your life to be gay or anything like that. And I had a hard time believing that these 50, 60-year-old men are actually bragging, you know, at work like they're, "Hey, Bill, you know, my kid, oh my God, we're proud of him, Johnny. He graduated from Harvard, you know, a first in his class, you know what I mean? Now he's articling over at a law firm, and oh yeah, he loves cock." <You know?
laughs> Yeah.
He can't get enough cock in his mouth, his ass is kicked out of his mouth.
All right. I got it. Probably already a copyright.
Copyright strike,
you know.
Whatever. Rest in peace, Norm McDonald.
It's already R.I.P. Did you guys read his book?
Norms? No, I need to.
No.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's so good. He's basically just calls Adam Egit like a self-hating Jew for 200 pages. Like he calls him a Holocaust denier and all types of.
Well, I don't know if you knew this. He was sucking dudes off under the bridge for $5 a man.
Yeah.
It's probably undercharging. The entrepreneur in me is like, that's too little. That's not enough.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. It is. It's, well, like I say, you but know there, what? I, you know what's the fun?
He brings up a really good point, though, because it is like with this Pride Month stuff, it's treated as an achievement. Like you did something incredible. And it's like, no, you didn't. Especially if you, like, they undo their own arguments. They're like, "Well, I was born this way, so why is there a pride element to it?"
Yep.
What did you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because here's
you can't be proud of per se of an inherent intrinsic
right and in
property of yourself
in the family in the family. My singer's son is, and the whole band is a mixed bag of. Subculture, I guess, but their band is fucking amazing. Don't give two shit. The kid is the next John Lennon. I'm just gonna say it right now. He's the next. I've seen him play. I've heard him write. I've heard him do stuff. Seen him play live. Listen to his albums. He records in his fucking little shitty apartment. And I'm like, this kid's the next John Lennon. Like he's gonna. That's what he should be remembered for. Not the fact that he's gay.
Right.
Like that should have no bearing on his career. Like,
right? Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, it should be like the a fact little
that
side.
The fact that I love the fact that I, you know, like chicks that do anal should have no bearing on at all on any of my accolades or any of my accomplishments. I shouldn't get a month for
the anal
average almost famous white guy with a podcast and a few albums on the internet. You know.
Dude, what month would be Anal Pride Month?
August.
That one rhymes.
Starts with A.
Yeah. August, dude. It's
anal August.
Be August.
Fuck.
I've thought about this.
Yeah.
I thought about marketing for porn sites. Like
before you know it, it's DP December.
DP December.
Do you like a wider ass or one that more sticks out? The what I don't know what that a deep depth.
I like skinny punk rock chicks.
Oh, you like a so, nice? Oh, so like You like the build, kind of like the girl. So,
if Joan Jett, if I had any shot in hell, like even now, I don't care. She's what, 70? I'd still break her hip. Like, it'd just be easier now.
Would you go to church for her?
For Joan Jett's ass? Probably. I'd be in the first pew.
You like a little ass.
There's always a trade-off. I like somebody who can fit in one seat on an airplane.
I'll do it now. If it was... Now, I wouldn't mind a double seater if it was proportioned properly, dude.
Well, she'd be like 8 feet tall then.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, dude. A nice... An 8 foot tall double seater?
She could wreck your fuselage. Lame jokes.
I like a... You know, each cheek like a handful. That's my kind of perfect.
See, dude, I want it to be wider than my hips at least, so I can know I'm backing something up.
All right.
I like it to be wider than the hips. That's where you want to be at. Not too much, because then it just becomes like, ooh, you could use a diet.
Because then it's like those spirit truck drivers that just wreck into everything.
Yeah, I like some rebound though. You know,
yeah, isn't that the fucking company? Those guys that wreck all their fucking trucks.
Are they in a Spirit Airlines?
No. Can't get it. Like trucking,
maybe.
Yeah. If only we had a small portable digital device where we could look things up on some sort of globally networked,
a World Wide Web,
of sorts. What would they call that? Would call that a Google.
Yeah, gotta use Bing, dude.
Those guys, yeah. Spirit Truck Lines, yeah. Those fucking idiots. Spirit of San Juan, those guys wreck everything. Like every time they go around a corner, the fat asses just fucking wreck into the pylons and the bridges and the Ford Raptors that are just sitting there. They crumple them.
Ooh,
yeah.
Was
a Reddit rabbit hole I've gone down.
Was it a spirit guy that killed all those people on I-70 a couple years ago?
The odds are forever in his favor.
Dude.
And then didn't the governor pardon him? I think so. I think he got convicted, yes. And then the governor went, no, it's not his fault. And it's like,
because of the brakes and all the shit. Yeah.
But it is, because he passed like
three runaway ramps. Yep. He sure did.
Yeah.
You guys don't have mountains in Florida. You don't got
I'm from upstate New York.
So like Millbrook or?
No, like Lake Placid.
Oh, so still no mountains. Oh,
it's in the mountains. It's in the Adirondacks.
Yeah.
What is that, like 2,000 feet,
2010,
maybe?
2,000.
Well, I'll give it a quick Google.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what though. It feels pretty. What are you guys at?
We live at 7,000.
Like yeah.
In the valley. I know. I dated a girl from California, and she's like, the mountains, they're close. They're like 2,000 square feet. 2,000. Yeah. She come up here. She's like, we're not even in the mountains, and I feel like dog shit. I'm like, yeah, you're at like 6,083 or some shit. You're at 7,000 feet.
That's why when if we go to sea level, it's like, don't even bother drinking beer. It's like, let's do shots, because you'll still never, you might catch a buzz from doing
every
shots.
Time I go to Clearwater, my Clearwater, I'll bet the bartender I can jump down the thing of Jack Daniels and I don't have to pay for it, the whole bottle, and walk out of there. He's like, bull fucking shit. No. I was like, cool.
Just full. All right,
give me a beer. Because for the first 3 days, I'm a goddamn Superman. Day four, I catch a buzz, and then I'm like, you're out like a bitch. Yeah. Like, poof, done. 3 beers, and you're out. But that's my party trick. I'll be like, hey, I'll get our bar tab for us tonight. Like, I'll drink that whole thing of Jack right now. And they're like, no, there's no way. I'm like, no, we'll be here an hour. I'll just chug it, bring us some more beers.
When I was in the Army, I was not good at the PT test thing, especially running. But on paper, it seemed like I was a rock star because – in between duty stations, you would go on leave, and I would always immediately insist on having my PT test, like, as soon as I showed up. Most people, like, want to hang out and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nope, I need to do it now while I'm still 7,000 foot, Trevor.
Yep. Your pulse ox is off the charts. Your blood pressure is down.
And I'd just smoke that fucking run.
Smoke that run. Yep.
Every other PT test, I'd be like barely passing.
Your heart rate is doing good. You have way more oxygen than you need. A whole lot more barometric pressure. Everything looks good. Day four, you're back to being a 40-year-old broke ass.
What did you do in the Army? 40.
I was a SATCOM technician.
Hey, there you go. I did plumbing in the Air Force.
Yeah?
They did. And well, I was from a shit little town. I always say Lake Placid because people know that one. It's called Tupper Lake. It's a shit little town. And when I got out of high school, I had a fat friend that made it through the Air Force. And I was like, oh, if he did it, I could do it. So I joined in, and they said, when I went to the recruiter, he goes, if you go on open mechanical, you can leave in 3 weeks. It's like, deal. I got to basic, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be working on an aircraft. I'm going to be on the flight line. And they're talking about all the regulations and shit on the flight line. And I'm like, oh, fucking A. I'm going to get stuck with that bullshit, aren't I? And then they get everybody in a line with the open jobs, and everyone's coming out, oh, I'm a refueler. That sounds gay as shit. Oh, I'm fucking a painter. I have to work on the airlines or whatever. And then I get in there and they're like, all right, you're a plumber. I was like, all right, I'll take that. Not too bad.
Yeah.
I'll take that one.
That definitely is employable after you're done.
Yeah. Then when I did the plumbing, every now and then we'd have to like switch out a pump. And they're like, oh, yeah, call the electricians over. They'll wire up the pump. And they would come by, hit one breaker, take off three screws, put in the three more screws on the new pump, and leave. And I was like,
I can just do that.
That's what I'm doing. And when I get out of here. So I switched to electrical work after that.
Yeah, because right now, El Paso County code upgrades are running you around 12 from the old Federal Pacific panels. Running between 12 and 18,000 for a rewire.
Jesus.
On these 1950s, 1960s dual wire setups.
Yeah. So
it takes about 2.5 days and you just made 18 grand.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, because panels are like $200.
Yeah.
They're so cheap.
And then you got a thread. I don't know. Those houses don't have much. You just have to do the code upgrades. You got to get 5 home runs in a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then each bedroom has 1 home run minimum. So, and these are little fucking 14 to 1600 square foot ranchers that maybe have an AC unit, definitely have a dryer. And maybe a vent fan that's, 240 in the attic. Maybe.
Yeah.
You're in and out in 2 or 3 days. Done.
Right. Donezo. Yeah. I love electrical work, dude. So, especially when you're done and you turn it all on. You're like, look at that, dude. You feel like a fucking wizard.
Well, the guys from, what was it? The guys from All Right came out and I'd put the, I just wired up, I trimmed out her bathroom because we built the bathroom, and I trimmed it out because we wanted to make sure everything worked. And he comes in, and he's like, he pulls it out because they retrimmed it out because they already got paid for it, so they had to like put in stuff again.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get all the wires back in the J-box, and he's like, who did this? I was like, I did. He's like, shit, bro, you should be an electrician. I'm like, yep, I know. I already had it done, bro. You could have just said.
We did it. It's great. Good. We did a really good job. Thanks for the money.
I'm like, God, this is my 10th year doing this shit. This is your second year. I get it. They changed all the rules on us in the last like 4 years. So now you have to have way more stuff to be an electrician here, and which half of me agrees with and the other half doesn't. Like,
yeah, I mean, people kept dying.
I know, that's the thing. Like, and people, my clients are asking me, well, what happened? I was like, enough people fucked it up where they died.
Yeah.
Because let's be real, they wouldn't have, the state or the county, wouldn't have stepped in unless, well, it's just money stuff. They want permits. I'm like, no, they don't want to get sued.
$20.
Yeah, permits are nothing. It's not that much. The amount of a payout on a death is a whole lot more.
Yeah.
So So the I told her the reality is the insurance companies, because they're paying out too many claims, push for legislation.
Yeah. Yep. They have a lobby and they. Yeah.
So yeah, that means. I mean, we have to have a master's a plumber put in a water heater.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Master's license.
That's craziness.
Used to be a nice little $300 morning for me. You know what I mean?
Literally. Well, dude,
I mean, or you can say, hey, Eric, you're my friend. Mm-hmm. Would you please help me? And, oh, here's an incidental gift of $300 that has nothing to do with you coming to help me.
And it'll be up to code. Like, I download their shit every year, and I look it over so I don't get hemmed up. Because if I go, oh, yeah, we'll go ahead and do that for you, and then they go, well, we're remodeling the house to refinance it, and then it comes and bites me in the ass.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't want that phone call.
Yeah.
The last phone call I want. Hey, we couldn't get refinanced because, oh, fuck. Nope. You have to be a master's electrician in El Paso County to do a three-way switch.
Fuck.
Hallway switch. Yeah. I get it because we were doing a flip for this guy, and he was like project manager on it. He calls me, it's like Saturday afternoon, he's like, Eric, I'm like, what's up, Johnny? He's like, get your ass down here right now, it's only a block away from my house. I get over there, I'm like, what the fuck did I do wrong, right? It's like, I put in the floors, I did drywall, they have the electrician there, and he's got the Home Depot do-it-yourself book, the orange one, on the floor, dude. Opened up to do the three-way. And he's like, I just wanted you to see this before I fire him and make you do it on Monday. I was like, thank you for this. That's amazing. So he fired the electrician and had me do it all up on Monday.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, the Home Depot. So when he left, when that dude retired, I bought him one of those Home Depot do-it-yourself books.
That's awesome.
That's what I got him for his retirement.
Well, yeah. Fellas, I hate to be the party pooper.
Party pooper.
But we're at about an hour.
Yeah.
So you said you've listened to episodes before. You're familiar with our segment, The Week in History, right?
I listened to last week's episode. I think you did. Last week you did a tool of the, or what was it, mantle of the week or something?
Yeah, tool bag of the week. Yeah. Well, we have the man tools rules for the man tools rules tools bag. But we also have the tool of the week, which is sponsored. We have this other one. It's called Hizstory. So we're going to go through some historical, newsworthy events. What did we call it?
Noteworthy events, weather, and sports.
That's what's coming up next.
we're gonna take a look at some historical events and discuss them, and then that's how we like to end the show. And then we'll
wrap it up.
Wrap it up
like an NBA player should.
So, yes, they should. I'm looking at you, Kobe. Oh, he's dead. That's
they never do.
It's like getting a 5-year-old to put a jacket on.
Yeah. yeah. All right. The week in his history.
Responsibility.
All right, so the week in his story is brought to you by Noble Gold Investments. Of course, gold is the historically best thing to invest your money in. It's a hedge against inflation. It's always been worth something. It's never gone down to zero. Silver's great too, and Noble Gold offers that as well.
But shiny.
Yeah.
So we like shiny things.
Go to gold.mantoolsmedia.com or use that little QR code that you see if you're watching the video down below. and get you some gold. They offer a free guide to getting gold into your IRA so that you can retire, rolling over that 401k.
That you need to, because if you don't and you just have that money sitting there, a 401k and you're not investing it, it's not going to do anything at all. You're just putting money
in. You lose about 7%. You lose about 7% a year just on inflation alone.
Just on inflation alone. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Losing
check
money.
Check that out. Get you some gold. Gold is king. Gold is great. All right. The week in history. We start with June 1st, 1915. Germany conducts the very first Zeppelin raid over England. That had to be wild to get bombed by a bunch of blimps.
Right? You know, and you're Great Britain, you know, you got some... You got some 280s, but you don't got a 50 cal, so you're just punt. Punt.
Oh, dude.
Can't even shoot him down.
Yeah. Just fucking took him out. What were the results?
Let's see. Germany 0, UN the win.
Well, I mean, for the, yeah, that's the long term results. But
that's the long term. That was a long term.
Did they do some damage with the blimps?
I think the blimps were probably close to as devastating as when they started doing rockets in World War II.
It was as bad or more because
Clavin was completely unexpected.
London Bridge was pretty much destroyed and then moved to Arizona. Clavin Common was annihilated. Shatfield was destroyed. Most of London, they did blackouts, and then they figured out how to do ballistic balloons to tangle up into their motors. So a lot of those blimps crashed. They'd release balloons, and then with these, what do they call them now? Now I can't think. Countermeasures. So the balloons would go up, get sucked into the thing. The countermeasures would tie up the engines. I know a lot about
That's
this stupid
clever.
Shit.
That's
so
clever.
And then those would crash in fields, and, you know, farmers' daughters were
raped.
Yep. But, you know, I'm just saying, it was
raped by the remaining Nazis.
Before, yeah, I mean, they weren't Nazis yet. This was the Kaiser, so a little bit different.
They're Hungarians.
Same, yeah. Fucking crazy times.
Well, June 2nd, 1886, this is pretty wild. Grover Cleveland becomes the first, and I think the last, I don't think another president has been married
in office, no.
But he becomes the first American president to get married while in office.
You know, he knew he was at his peak.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting any better. Time to snag the best he could.
No, Chester A. Arthur married her before he got into office.
I didn't look that up.
Sorry. No, Grover Cleveland didn't marry his cousin. That was Chester A. Arthur. Sorry.
Yeah.
When's the last time we even had a bachelor president at all?
I think in modern times, marriage has been seen as you can keep your word and have a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything else, it turned political somehow. He's not even married. There was probably some guy running and they went, he's not even married. You're going to vote for a guy that's not married?
That's happened a lot.
He might even be a fag.
Well, during that time, it was worse. You were a commie. You know, the Red Horde.
Yeah.
McCarthyism.
You don't want to be a commie.
Don't be a commie.
Let's see.
Grover Cleveland. Like the two worst characters ever. Like Cleveland Brown, fucking Grover. Sesame Street.
That guy was so fat he got stuck in the bathtub in the White House.
I believe you're right. I believe that was him, yes.
Like,
yeah.
This picture, this is a generous drawing of him.
Well, yeah, Anne is like what looks like could be his daughter. He's giving her away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
let's see. June 3rd, 1965. Astronaut Edward White becomes the first American to do a spacewalk as he exited the Gemini 4 space capsule. Yeah.
First man to confirm the world's flat. See the picture?
Well, flat. The Soviets beat us to... a spacewalk.
I said to confirm the world is flat, comrade.
Tom Cruise is going to do a spacewalk pretty soon.
Really? For a movie? Or
I thought he did that on Oprah already.
For the first the new Mission Impossible, he's going to be the first citizen to ever leave the space station.
Well, I think interesting.
That's the last
civilian. I mean,
that's I don't know. I wonder how a safety team manager is going to feel about that one.
That sounds like a hefty insurance policy.
Yeah.
But imagine Tom drifted off. How fucking huge that would be.
I know, right?
On the news.
If Tom Cruise just sailed into space.
Burned up in the atmosphere.
It'd be kind of like Batman with Heath Ledger. The movie would do possibly even better because of the thing.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Dude, if Tom burned alive re-entering the atmosphere, I would see this movie.
If I were the project manager, I'd be like, Tom, here's what we're going to do. We're going to film all the stuff, all the scenes, and then we're going to let you go into space. So we've got everything we need.
Yeah.
We're on lock. And then, if you get vaporized and you can't press 2 to reach an assistant to help you out of spacewalk, please press 2 if your tether has come undone.
Yeah. Let's see. June 4th, 1940. The British complete the evacuation of 300,000 troops at Dunkirk.
Ugh.
There's a...
You know why that happened, right?
I don't recall.
I saw the movie.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You have to watch the other one with Benedict Cumberbatch about the invention of the computer.
Guy?
Yeah. Alan Turing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're actually talking about that movie.
Oh, I am. I'm definitely. Okay. They figured out that they were going to bomb Dunkirk.
Oh, yes.
We couldn't.
They didn't want to give it away.
They didn't want to give it away. They knew the code, so they had to let that shit happen.
Yeah.
So.
I do remember
that's the prequel. Mm-hmm. As bizarre as that is.
Yeah.
Did that one have Kenneth Branagh in it, or did that have. Yeah.
Might have.
Didn't have Kenneth Branagh in it?
Maybe.
Dunkirk?
That guy, Benedict Cumberbatch, has such an uncanny valley face. I have a hard time watching any movie he's in.
I know, right?
He's tough to look at.
He looks like an... Yeah.
He is an odd-looking fellow.
It's like an otter fucked a giraffe. Like, it's really...
a very pale otter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the giraffe. The albino giraffe.
Well, I'll put it this way. When he played Khan in the new Wrath of Khan, I was like... So this is what eugenics got us.
That's it.
This is the perfect guy.
That's all it.
All right.
Not Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah. With the great pecs. No one.
That's exactly.
I clicked the wrong thing.
All right. We're getting to the next one. Spinning on. Dunkirk happened.
Let's see. June 5th, 1960.
Oh shit.
Sirhan. Shoots Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy after Kennedy's victory in the pivotal California primary election. The Kennedy stuff is wild. And I don't know why it's not just mainstream that Johnson was behind it because he benefited from all of it. Just saying.
What was the assassin's name?
Sirhan, well...
Official documents.
I think there's video of him doing it. So I'm going to say Sirhan did it, but I think he was brainwashed.
Yeah. No, he was
Sirhan. Man, he only has two names. That's a little out of character for an assassin. Usually they have three.
Well, he's also foreign. He's like Iranian.
Harvey Oswald, like John Wilkes Booth, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you came on this podcast? Aren't you just...
Dude, it's been a good one. Yeah, it's been a good one. Oh, dude, I've been on...
Don't. Dude, no, we're your first. Don't tell us how many others you've had in you.
Dude, I went on one that was so painful.
This is your first time.
I went on one that was... I went on one where this guy... This guy live sang his own theme song, which I do as a parody on that on my show every week. No, I just fire out a shitty one. But he literally, I thought he was like hit play on something until I started like kind of laughing and he paused it and was like, you interrupted. I have to start over. And I was like, dude, he's singing this right now. And he was like, I'll never forget it because he was singing it. He was like, this is my show, the Richard Pausky Show. And he only ever made like 5 episodes and then just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Shit. We should find it. Do you want to make a record of it and just redo it? I'll get some heavy metal versions.
Yeah, we could try to maybe. I don't even
know. That'll be great.
And then send it to him. I'm
going to delete it at all. He had a mail order bride. He had a mail order bride, this guy.
That's hot.
Which continent?
I think he's just Asian. Damn, he did delete his whole channel. That is just...
He got hemmed up by that whole Japanese thing we talked about a few years back.
Could be.
God damn it. Sucks.
What? You ain't never gonna...
We ain't never going to hear from him again.
Let's see.
D-Day?
D-Day, June 6, 1944. 6. Operation Overlord lands 400,000 Allied American, British, and Canadian troops on the beaches of Normandy, France, to try to shake the German occupation there. Which they eventually did.
Yeah, there's that would have been so frightening.
Well, it's interesting. The Patton wasn't the guy in charge of the invasion, but it's because of Patton that they successfully did the invasion.
Yeah,
because they had Patton doing a misdirection where it looked like they did all this stuff where it made it look like he was planning to invade further north, and they were like, oh. This is where it's going to be. So the Germans moved like all their shit up there. And not to minimize what happened at D-Day, but Normandy was a cakewalk compared to what, if that was the actual invasion up north, what they would have run into was like, holy shit, they would have just been mowed down.
Yeah.
Completely would have changed the outcome of the war. So, and then we finish with June 7th. 1942, a bunch of World War II.
Everything happened in June. Like everybody took the winter off and was like, "All right, springtime, let's get back to this."
War is easier when the weather is nice. June 7th, 1942, the Japanese invade Attu and Kiska in the Aleutian Islands, which is America. So a lot of people don't realize that the Japanese did, like they did basically a D-Day on us.
Yeah. However, they were met by SEALs.
I'm not sure what all's in those islands, but it was American territory, and we did end up having to fight them off and get rid of them eventually, but it's nuts.
Is that where those guys were in the jungles for like 40 years after the war ended?
No, the Aleutian Islands are, you know how Alaska's like a horn hanging off of it?
Okay.
Yeah, Bruce Islands are that chain of islands that strings off of Alaska, so it's way up north.
Guys, I don't know.
Basically, we could have just said, "All right, we're just gonna wait till October."
Yeah, we'll just wait till
they'll go home,
and you'll get sick of this. And whoever's not dead will leave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Like fuck them.
But that is
There were some Japanese soldiers that after the war, they were, I don't know what islands they were on. Maybe it was Guam or something. But they thought the war was still going on.
Still going.
Years.
And just that happened in the Civil War, too. There was some captains in the Pacific Ocean that were just fucking shit up for the North still. And they're like, no, we're done. And they're like, nah, fuck off. And mowed them down and took them and just. Like, and then, you know, months later got the word and they're like, sorry, didn't like, yeah. So like ships doing trade, like, oh, we're all good. Okay. We're still mad at y'all, but we're all good. Just getting fucking hammered until word got to everybody. So,
yeah, there wasn't the communication back then. You know, what are you gonna do? Fucking send a guy on a horse to go catch up to him.
Yeah, what do you do?
Somewhere? What the fuck?
Yeah, what do you do? I mean, the Louisiana, the Purchase. Lewis and Clark expedition was, you know, 18 months, you know, one way. So, how are you?
Have you ever read, one of them had a journal. Oh, it's been so long since I read it. It's so good, though. Their journal. That's another book recommendation, dude. Two book recommendations in a week. Their journal.
Yeah.
Whoever led the expedition, his journal is fantastic. It's one of my favorite, like, I guess kind of an autobiography, but like firsthand accounts. One of my favorite firsthand accounts.
Well, that time frame is so wild because I watched a documentary on it, on the Lewis and Clark expedition. And one thing that I found very interesting was they thought mercury solved every health problem.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you're constipated? Mercury. You got diarrhea? Here's some mercury. Oh, you got the sniffles? Here's mercury.
It was just it was just so neat and shiny. Like the...
It was like, holy shit.
There was
shit.
A bunch of crazy stuff that happened on their expedition. And while he actually discovered the most amount of plant life of any single group ever, because he just kept, oh, I've never seen this plant, and wrote it down, and it was all undocumented. So he was the first person to document like hundreds of different plant life. They were about 20, they were trying to get to the Pacific Ocean, and they were like 20, 30 miles away from it. And they found this Native American guy, and he was like, oh, I'll bring you there. I know how to get there. And he brought them 200 or 300 miles in the wrong direction. When it was like they were almost there, and he brought him the total wrong way. Just was a fake, like, guide. Scammed him.
Yeah, he's just scamming him for food and money.
No, I need to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. The guy worked up. He was on the clock. Kloss!
Yeah, it's like when they put the railroads like this, because they freaking wanted to drag it out.
Yep. Thank you, sir. We are going to wrap it up. It's been another fun Man Tools.
Oh, yeah.
So check out.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Closet Commotion podcast, as in.
Yeah, Closet Commotion.
Closet Commotion. Definitely get after that. Trevor always puts links and stuff in the bio. It's been a pleasure having you. Such a good chat. That was awesome sauce. Next time I'm down there in Tampa, I'll definitely hit you up.
Yes, dude, that'd be sick.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. That'll be a lot of fun. Locals members, Man Tools at the Movies, Big Erexia Part 2 is out now. Get it and all of our members-only content for just $3 a month at mantoolsminions.locals.com. Our merch is at merch.mantoolsmedia.com. And get free shipping if you're in our Facebook group or 20% off if you're a Locals member. Thanks to our sponsors. Find them at sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. Again, thank you for watching, listening, or wherever you intake your podcast. And remember to press 2 if you're having a problem.
All right, Kloss, tell us where we can find your stuff.
Oh, yeah, we're on YouTube, Spotify. I'm going to start putting it on everything, Pocket Cast, Stitcher. But pretty much YouTube, Spotify, the primary ones, current juncture. Instagram, we post pictures on there. If you want to see my co-host's ass, check out the Instagram.
All right.
Okay.
That's about it.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah. And, we look forward to seeing that ass.
Hell yeah, dude. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It's been another crazy ass Thursday night here at Man Tools Media. We'll see you next week. Same man time, same man channel.
Good night, everybody.